Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful. We are in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care, to take full advantage of the blessing that we have been gifted, and the greatest blessing is the gift of life itself. To be in a place and space where we are truly reverencing, honor, respecting, caring, to function optimally, to optimize and maximize the opportunity we have towards being in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. For all of the discussion and all of the touting for freedom that has always been a part of the culture that we have been in and we've survived, and now that survival is hanging in the balance because we are in crisis. And we've been in crisis long before the coronavirus or the initiative to have certificates of vaccinations available for everybody everywhere. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand what freedom actually means, and to realize that because we are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, that we, as these points of its presence, should not be under the auspices of other points of its presence, but we should be under the auspices of the light of its presence and the soul of ourselves, to be rightly aligned with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, and to come to a point and place where we realize that all beings are intelligences of existence. And the nature of intelligence is that it loves its freedom and exalts the intelligence that it was given. It does what all ones do in terms of self-preservation and the perpetuation of one's own life, knowing its food, excreting its waste, knowing its kind, perpetuating itself. And real beings respond correctly and directly when they sense that their lives are being threatened, because that is the nature of intelligence. To love its life to the degree to which it will fight, it will flee, it will protect itself, it will war to protect its own. Now, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, this should be indicative of who we are also as beings, as human beings, as intelligent beings. But because there has been an initiative in place and in play for so long to marginalize, anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate, to dumb down, stupefy, and put people in a place where they are trapped in the ditches and valleys of degradation, held in the throes of sensuality, sexuality, materiality, to the degree to which they are not realizing what the real purpose in being on the planet actually is. And so this now moment is calling for our having a care, to be really caring, to exercise a full effort in freeing ourselves from the traps that have been set in the programming towards carelessness and thoughtlessness and mindlessness and following a herd mentality, doing what everyone else does because that's what everybody was taught to do. We're now in a now moment where our lineages are at stake. The survival of us as a global humanity is at stake. Our being qualified for continuance in existence is at stake. The evidence of our behavior having been modified exists in the amount of ones, the numbers, who are adversely affected by sickness, illness, and disease, and premature death, and death as finality, the culmination, the eventuality, or the thought that death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human. That people believe that they're supposed to be dying. They believe that as one gets older, that one should be losing their faculties, that it is the progression of old age. We are in a now moment where we have to recenter and realign ourselves with absolute truth, because the truth is that which truly lays foundation for our freeing, our freedom, the freed omnipresent frequency of energy that is our own light. We are in a now moment of eternity that is requiring us to care, to walk in the fullness of ourselves, to be in a place and space where we're properly centered, properly aligned, properly harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and the laws that govern our being directly. And as a result of seeing the pandemic that has already been in full effect in the numbers, that over 10 million people dying on an annual basis from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, upper respiratory disease, strokes, aneurysms, and suicide, homicide, and so many other things. So we're in a place and space to realize that we were already in crisis. We were already in a state of emergency, and just making things, building things, making new things go faster and whatnot is not solution to this problem. Wherever people are, the wealth of the people has to be restored in order for there to truly be the degrees of prosperity and wealth that so many think that they're working towards. Working every day at the expense of your life currency, trading your life currency for a paper currency without having the light, the love, the wisdom, or the care to know how to truly invest in oneself, to truly be able to cultivate one's life currency so that you're able to magnify it, amplify it, increase it, and regenerate and rejuvenate it consistently over time. And if we were doing that, then this old age and this all of this sickness, illness, and disease really could not take place. But we have to realize that as intensely intentional as other ones may be to think that more polished wood, metal, and stone, more technology is the evidence of our progression, we have to realize that more sickness, illness, disease, and death, and degradation, and violation, and discontent, and molestation, and sexual entrapment, and slavery, and all of this is the evidence that there has been no progression, and that humanity and humankind as a whole are in need of liberation so that we are freed from the ditches and valleys of degradation, so that we are freed from the entrapments of sensuality, sexuality, materiality, so that we are cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are walking as a liberated people where the intelligence of our being has been freed, so that we function as intelligences function, always in our own best interest, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, being able to really know our food, to excrete our waste, to maintain healthy, optimum cellular functioning and proper orientation in a physical body that is literally the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this, on this planet, which is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship that is surrounded in dwelling in nothing but eternity. We're in a now moment where we need to realize the actual reality of the divinity and the sacred space that we are always in. and to create sacred space as to where we dwell in these bodies, converting them to temples where the spirit of the living God and goddess can be completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality, regardless of what hue of people we are. This now moment is pregnant with opportunity for transcending, transforming, transmuting everything towards our greater good. But where we have no commitment to life, then we will have no real commitment towards success in life. Where we have no commitment to the laws that govern existence, there is no way to be qualified for continuance in existence after having been under the auspices of those who have already been disqualified for continuance in existence as a result of being the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry where people and children and whatnot have become mere commodities in the exchange of drugs and medicines and non-food items and whatnot that employ so many of you to the degree to which you're spinning your wheels. You're on a hamster's wheel. You are in the rat race. You're just doing that which really depletes the life force that you've been gifted, and ignoring the responsibility, the duty, and the obligation to walk an exalted walk on behalf of the lineages that we represent. This now moment is requiring us to be in that mindset where it truly matters to us what we are living for. It truly matters to us to become whole, to be healed, to be renewed and rebirthed. It truly matters to us that as men, the progenitor of lineages, that you will put yourself in a place where you are not a detriment to yourself and to your children and to your wives and to your loves and to your lineages. To be in a place and space where it really matters that you're able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, to not be complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with your own demise. See, this is how we have an understanding and a understanding of the behavior modification that is in process and shows the lack of progress, because as intelligent ones, intelligences do not undermine themselves. Intelligent ones do not feel entitled to be killing themselves. Intelligent ones do not undermine their children. They do not beat and rape their wives. They do not rape their daughters. They do not sell their daughters and other ones into slavery. They do not have sex with children. You understand? I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment where the moral fabric and fiber of the people is the evidence, or the lack thereof, of the actual impoverishment of the spirits of the people, regardless of how much money they're generating, regardless of what they do on a daily basis, regardless of what seems to be progression. There has been no progression when you are literally living in the sewage as a result of dwelling in a body that is full and filled with the rot, the decomposition, the decay of dead pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and crab and lobsters and fish, and all of this rot and stench and stank within your very bloodstream, lymphatic systems, poisoning your organs and your mind to the degree to which you are not in your right mind or right alignment with the divinity of your being, and disregarding and disrespecting the divinity of all beings. And this is a program that's been running for quite some time, and that our European and Caucasian brothers have been on a world-conquering rampage for quite some time and have yet to realize the oneness of existence, and to realize that you cannot war against any other part of existence and truly survive it. To be in a place and space where they think that they can continue to legislate sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, and then be wealthy behind it. Now, we are seeing the evidence of the extraction businesses and the exploitation and whatnot that has been going on, and it seems like it's going to go on forever, and those of us of African heritage, origin, background are concerned, are just doomed and duped to be in a place and space where we're in servitude and we have to be under the auspices of those who have already proven their disdain, have already proven their hatred, who've already proven their racist attitudes with us and about us, but they've also proven that they cannot do the things that we do. Which is why our labor and our life currency has set the real tone and frequency and vibration of where real wealth is in terms of having the stamina and the energy and the ability to bring forward from the earth that which they could never do for themselves. This place and space where we find ourselves now globally, where those of us throughout the diaspora are being called to come forward, to come back, to go forward to Africa. And many of us are really, we're comfortable here. We know this place. And many of us are and have been applying ourselves for quite some time in just being at home within our own body temples. And for those of you who've listened to me over the 21 years that I've been on the air or have had opportunity to really reason with me or be inspired by me, then know that this is the now moment for which we are being prepared, is to be able to truly keep focus and stay true to the absolute truth and the absolute reality, to be fully committed to that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. See, this country and its constitution, its paper, has not done justice for anybody. And that's why the justice that is in full effect and showing up is in the plethora of sickness, illness, and disease as a result of being in violation of the laws that govern existence itself, as a result of taking within your own body temples that which has no real life force, to come to a point and place where you have been duped into thinking that you can feed off of violated beings and be all right, that you can eat the pus and mucus of other beings and be all right, that you could smoke tobacco and alcohol and drink all of the stuff that poisons your blood and discolors your whole presence upon the planet and be all right, and we're not all right. And to be in a place where you're going to get into the streets and march for somebody to confer rights upon you when you are wrong, and then to participate in a system through the voting system where nobody is really speaking to the reality that you are being influenced by a death culture, and that a society that poisons its children and poisons itself is a society that has already fallen and is already dead. And unless they and you are really consciously caring to be revivified in life with the laws that govern life, there is nothing that this government can provide for us that is going to be salvation or protection or any of that when it is a detriment to everything and everybody everywhere and has always been. And so it matters that we are properly centered and oriented on the path of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Because that is going to outlast the system. It's going to outlast this country. It's going to outlast all of the nations. We have seen nations rise and fall. This one has fallen. Most of the governments of the world are in free fall as a result of supporting the enslavement, the degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the deficiency, the violation of its children and its people. We can no longer participate with this. We have to come into a point where you are exalting a full effort in your living caring to be cleared, cleansed, purified, knowing that the violation that is charged upon your blood, the violation of violated beings, eating chickens that are schizophrenic and bipolar as a result of being so bastardized and so humiliated, so frustrated, so tortured. You understand? I'm just saying is that even those ones who think that they're raising their animals humanely, those animals are still in fear when they are being captured to be killed. These are very sensitive creatures. They can feel it. And then to have the rot of this going on in your system to the degree to which you're starting your day eating the flesh of dead animals and artificially colored, artificially flavored, processed flowers and grains and this and that, which cannot move through your digestive system or your eliminative system, which is why we're seeing so much obesity. The obesity is the evidence that you're feeding off of that which the body does not recognize and cannot utilize as food. And for this to be perpetuated by a system that signs off on companies manufacturing, producing, distributing, and advertising that which has no substance, it has nothing that the human body needs, and it is promoted everywhere. We're in a now moment where you truly are facing death. But because you are in the reality of eternity, then now I'm asking you to consider, how long will you be dead if you cannot get out of this body as a living being? How long will you be dead? Is death an eternity? Is death just final? Is it just that you'll never come back to this plane? Or do you think that you'll be able to get out the body as a dead person? I'm just saying is that the degree of toxicity that this society has perpetuated over the last 50 to 70 to 100 years has been more severe than any other point in existence itself. And it could not be just by happenstance. And we would think that, oh, well, they didn't mean to do this. This is just an accident. There is an intentionality and has been for quite some time for the depopulation and the genocide of the planet, which is primarily people of color. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that we cannot be a detriment to ourselves and survive it. We're in a place now where we have to realize that no man has authority over us because we do not belong to them. They treated us as if we were their property, and you are allowing yourselves to be under the auspices of those who have no real love, no light, and no real proper orientation as to how to really cultivate the divinity of people, how to really reverence and respect the sacredness of existence itself, how to really participate with all the talent, skill, and ability we have in the harmonization with the will of existence and the laws of existence. I'm just saying is that we do not have to take lead and follow the lead of a government that is out of sync with the eternal order, because the eternal order and that which we refer to as God, that which is life and the intelligences of existence, are really going to have the last say and the last word in all of this. So our harmonization with it through our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, our rebirth. And I know a lot of people have been listening to me and feeling as though I'm way out here on left field somewhere and that I'm just a voice in the wilderness. But I'm just saying that we are seeing more and more people, younger and younger, passing away. Now, because there has been such an effort in the creation of multi-trillion dollar industry and economy in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, so that the people themselves, that you yourself have become commodity within it. in order to circumvent the devastation that is destined to come, then you have to be fully participatory in exalting a full effort in your living, a full care, a full mindfulness to reverse whatever issues are crystallizing there. It doesn't matter what it is. From AIDS to zits, you can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and made whole to truly maximize and optimize the opportunity you have for fuller and fuller expression as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent to the degree to which you are invoking and calling forth the greatness of the lineages that you represent, activating your DNA, coming to a point and place where you are caring to be in a full alignment with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to come under the auspices of your soul so that you are in the alignment and the fullness of your own authenticity under the authority of absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. This is where real freedom actually is. The freedom in having license to be out of alignment with life is no freedom at all. The freedom to be enslaved to whatever degree of appetite, hunger, thirst, passion, lust, all of that is no freedom at all. That's why it's necessary for us to begin to realize that we are rising from a legacy wrought out of enslavement and captivity and subjugation and domination and violation, and it cannot continue. Because if you will continue to participate with it, your demise is scheduled. To be in a place and space where you will not exalt a full effort in your living, then you are exalting an effort in your not living. We were told to be or not to be is the question. The issue for us now is coming to a point and place where we consciously will do everything we can possibly do as quickly as we possibly can to clear, cleanse, and purify, to liberate at the cellular level, since the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning. And we have everything that is required in order to accomplish it. But you have to be intensely intentional in realizing the gift and the blessedness that is inherent in being with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. You have the capacity to be able to outthink a people and a system that thinks that it can facilitate your untimely demise and profit off of you every day that you're killing yourself and your children. And I'm just saying is that it's not going to end well for anyone until we each decide that we will exalt life, love life, serve life, perpetuate life, and to be in a place and space where we are allowing ourselves the opportunity to be harmonized with absolute love, absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our way forward. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, those through whom we've come, those whose names we can call, those whose names we'll never know, those who've come through us, those that we didn't allow to come, and those who've yet to come. This is our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. But to be under the exploitation of other ones who do not have our best interests at heart, we're in a now moment where we will have to make some serious sacrifices. in order to truly live and to survive it, to be in a place and space where it really matters that we are truly laying foundation for the perpetuation of our lineages to the glory of the lineages that we represent. I'll be forward in just a bit. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. And so we are and have been benefited by the examples in the lives and the light of so many ones. But we've yet to truly see what liberation really looks like. People feel free to do whatever the hell they want to do, the way they want to do it, no matter who it impacts and affects. That's not real freedom, and it's not real liberation. Liberation has to be qualified in the sense that we're making the distinction between it and just being free to do what you want. Liberation comes when you are really committed to doing that which exalts life and light and the wisdom and the virtues of character that are consistent with the who and the whos that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Liberation is where the intelligence of our being has been completely free to function in its own best interest, in our own best interest, in the best interest of the whole. And so therefore we have so many ones who get up and go to work, and you work on behalf of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the death industry. So therefore we have so many ones who will reap a harvest of the death that they have been perpetuating, because we are immersed in nothing but absolute law. So the justice that we are seeing meted out without anyone's having to confer it upon anyone is just that you cannot be in violation of yourself and your blood and other beings and not be impacted and affected by it. And this is where the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of the sickness and illness that already constitutes the true pandemic, where we have over 10, 15 million people dying on an annual basis. You understand? So for whatever, you know, they've been cooking the books in terms of the numbers of people who have coronavirus, or the ones who passed away and were diagnosed with having passed away with it. But, you know, the fact that we are immersed with so many ones who are liars, murderers, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, capitalists, and whatnot. I mean, you can't trust these people. Or you could trust them to be the wicked ones that they are, and that they are always misrepresenting. They are always, you know, trying to create an unfair advantage for a few to the detriment of many. So we are having to really mature quickly so that we are truly doing what's in our own best interests, as opposed to getting old. There are many ones who never matured, and I make the distinction in terms of what maturity actually is and being successful in doing that which is truly in one's best interest consistently over time. But because the society that we have been socialized under on the path of adulteration, so that by 21 we're adulterated, you understand, no longer what the intelligence of existence intended for itself is our absolute reality. So we're having to try to clean ourselves up and clear ourselves from the anger and the frustration, the anguish, the pain, the memory of the trespasses, the rape, the violations, the incest, and all of the things that have tainted and made us feel somewhat unworthy and undeserving in being the ones that we are. And so I am very, very impassioned about us remembering the divinity of our being and honoring it, respecting it, to forgive ourselves and to forgive ourselves quickly, and to really come to a point and place where mentally and spiritually we are consistently affirming and declaring our intention and our care. and having the will to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. See, it goes beyond blackness and whiteness. It goes beyond socioeconomics and miseducation, status and stature and all of the labels and the divisiveness that have been set up to make ones and ones feel better or greater than these ones, and these ones to feel worse or poorer than those ones. You know, the real impoverishment that really is now, that we're seeing the evidence of, is because of the death industries. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the soda, the candies. You understand? Because these things ingested from the time we were youth, they literally have robbed the wealth of the people, robbed the mineralization, you know, facilitating the proliferation of organisms and worms and bacteria and whatnot that begin to feed off the body, you know, breed in the body where the spirit is. You understand? So I'm just saying is that a lot of people don't really respect the fact that we were designed divinely to be vehicles and vessels of absolute love, light, wisdom, and truth, to exalt the intelligence of our being as our gift, and to cultivate the gifts that we were given through the lineages that we represent. And to be in a place where the whole society is signing off on the degradation, the violation, the subjugation, the poisoning of their children, then yeah, we have a society that deserves its death as a result of the plethora of seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death that it consistently sown to create multi-trillion-dollar business. In sickness, disease, and death, in hospitalizations, and surgeries, and pharmacology, sorcery, and all of these things that people are having their body parts removed. So when I talk to people now, I have to ask them, you know, what surgeries have you had? Do you still have your gallbladder? Do you still have your womb? You understand? Because there has been so much filth created as a result of the death culture, the death industries and whatnot, that instead of facilitating people cleansing, they just take the organs and the glands and whatnot out of the body as if the body can maintain its integrity without all of its parts. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to return to the house of our divinity, to come to the place where the prodigal children are returning home, remembering how wonderful it was to be under the auspices of those who loved us, our parentage, our divine parentage, heritage. You understand? Now we have the opportunity to clean ourselves up, to get to a point in place where we take advantage of every day to do that which is in the exaltation of a full effort in our living, to do nothing that undermines ourselves. And this is how we truly mature. Other ones have got no because they were smoking and drinking and screwing themselves to death and, you know, creating deficiency. You understand? Our bodies require certain things in order to function optimally. But when a people take over another people, they do not have the people's optimum cellular functioning at heart. And now the people themselves have come to a place where they don't have their own optimum cellular functioning at heart. You understand, it's just about feeding appetites and desires. And I'm saying is that we have the responsibility, duty, and obligation as these points of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence to be about the business of life and living and the exaltation of the harmony of all beings and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. We cannot be about the liberation of one sect of people or black people or African people and not be about the liberation of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. The thing that is really sinking the boat of mankind and the fallen humanity is the violation of billions of creatures. You understand, for people to come to a place and space where they love to kill, they love to see the life drain out of ones and ones. They don't mind the violence and whatnot. They practice violence. They entertain themselves with violence and whatnot, to understand that this is an aberration in being is completely antithetical to what it is to be human. It doesn't matter what hue of people it is. It means that we are not rightly oriented in the divinity of being. And the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. So to try to really perpetuate consistent divisiveness is the evidence of being divided within oneself. Because when one is truly exalting wholeness and oneness, then you're not going to be warring against anybody else. Because you realize that what you get, what goes from you, is going to come back to you. Because we're immersed in nothing but order and absolute law. Now, because the earth is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of existence itself, then we're smaller than small, but the smallest of us is still completely intelligent. And intelligence exalts a full effort in its living. And the reason that the people are not doing it is because of all of the toxicity that is laying foundation for all of the cancer and the heart disease and diabetes and the strokes and all of this stuff. But to be dying, to have a populace that's dying younger and younger, then understand this is the plan and this is the plot. This is what it is to be under a global initiative of genocide and depopulation. But we cannot participate with it and survive it. And so I'm encouraging us to really know that whatever the issues are, you were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and you would find. You say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And sometimes it's taken a good bit of time before you accept the reality that you are perfectly and divinely designed to regenerate, to be rejuvenated, to be in a place where you have access to the divinity of your being with each and every breath. The breath is divine. And that which we're breathing in is divine. And so our right alignment with the sacredness of life and the divinity of being directly is a necessity for our being able to really transcend, transform, and transmute this death culture into that which would really allow us to lay foundation and set the precedent for the new paradigm on this planet, which would be the culture of life and eternal life at that. And so it takes a little time, but the time is passing anyway. We're already in a now moment of eternity. You understand? And as quickly as we start the day is ending. We can only get so much done in a day. So it matters that we are consciously caring to do ourselves to the degree to which we will facilitate the opening up of all channels of elimination, to facilitate getting the residues from the chemicals, the cigarettes, the alcohol, the tobacco, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, and all of this stuff out of the tissues. And this is how you can lose a pound to three a day and keep it off forever. That means in 90 days, one, by following the regimen and protocols of really dealing with Mother Earth and the minerals and the water and the praying and the conscious care and commitment. In 90 days, you can lose 90 pounds. You understand? Because you are remembering the divinity of your being and feeding the body that which it can utilize as fuel, as food. And you benefit from it. You'll see the clarity of mind. The brain fog goes away. You understand? The energy level picks up. The weight is lost. You can come off those pharmaceuticals that reverse any kind of issue. You understand? And that's the way that we can go forward. You understand? Where you are not having to take any kind of vaccine for anything, because there's no reason to take it. You understand? Because that is not an issue. What is an issue is the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the blindness, the kidney issues, and all of this other stuff. That's the true pandemic that we've already been under. Just look at your family members. Look at the obesity. Look at the drugs that they're on, the pharmaceutical misuse and abuse. Look at where your children are. You understand? And it is duty, obligation, and responsibility as parents to really protect the children, to guide them, to show them the way they should go. But if you don't have a clue yourself, then you need life support. You understand? We have to begin to do the damage control. You can't, you know, really expect your children to honor you and reverence you and worship you when they can't see anything that you're doing that's in your best interest. And then by the time they mature to the degree to which they realize that you were killing them the entire time, that when you fall, I guarantee you, they don't know what to do for you and they don't even want to be there. And so this time is a precious time to realize the beauty and the blessedness of being the one that you are. And to exalt your own uniqueness by cultivating the wealth of yourself. And so it's necessary for us to really get clear about what we're living for. What do we truly want? We were told to ask and it would be given. But you've got to apply. We've got to apply ourselves. We can't have the fullness of the blessedness of being the children of God, and we don't want to be godly. We don't want to really apply ourselves towards the right use of the faculties that we've been given. We don't want to honor that which beats our hearts and breeds us, that we would rather, you know, depreciate and degenerate and be deficient and, you know, marginalizing and anesthetizing and inebriating and spewing. And you understand? It's just depletion. You understand? So wisdom would have us really cultivate the wealth of ourselves and to realize that when you have industry, when you have business, when business undermines the life of people, then we've got to shift. The people themselves have to shift because the business will change when the people do. You understand? They say, oh, it's about supply and demand. So if the people want poison, then they'll produce more poison. But most of us are coming to a point and place where we are much more conscientious than this. You understand? But even if ones and ones would care, to make a, I think before this coronavirus thing came out, you know, KFC and Burger King, everybody was looking at a plant-based version of the garbage that they sell. And I'm saying we shouldn't even support them. You understand, at this particular point, you've worked towards the death of so many ones, so much cancer, so much heart disease, so much diabetes, so much obesity. You understand that sometimes you just got to shut the doors. You understand, close down, just like other ones have had to close down as a result of this. You understand? And it's creating an opportunity for us to realize that we're dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And as we are mastering ourselves to the degree to which we don't undermine ourselves, then we have opportunity to invoke and call forth the light to triumph in our lives through every situation and circumstance, because we have access to absolute law. And because the absolute law is still in effect, then our learning how to love it and to walk a straight and narrow path gives us the infinity of possibilities. You understand? Now, if we do not care to really self-realize, self-actualize, and be harmonized with the will of existence and the intelligence of existence, or what other ones would refer to as the will of God, if you don't want to walk that life, then of course you don't have to. If you're not already, you understand, then you can either do it or don't. I mean, really, nobody really cares whether you do it or not. That's why I do what I do, to ensure that you know that at least you got one person that's rooting for you to change your mind and change your way so that you can walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are. This is what liberation actually is. And so when we are really aligned with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, there aren't any ones who could really move against us. It's when we are out of alignment to the degree to which we have not secured ourselves, we have not applied ourselves, we have not made ourselves known, and to into the exalted spirit world, we haven't been loving God, loving the Creator, loving that which beats our heart with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. We haven't been conscious and conscientious in glorifying and honoring and calling forth and invoking the greatness of the lineages that we represent. We've been careless and mindless and thoughtless. I'm just saying, is that whatever that's been, you can stop right now and begin to really get yourself oriented for walking in the greatness of yourself from this point forward, particularly where you have not created any major issues. You understand? But even with the major issues, even with the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the addictions, and all of that, you know, the chemicals and all of that are not stronger than the spirit and the will of God. You understand? But you've got to activate it. You've got to really pay attention to what you're focusing on and see the beauty of where we are right now is that we have so many wonderful people who are putting things together that you have access to for really the quantum healing, the subliminals, the music, the healing frequencies. I mean, people are really rising up regardless of what it looks like. You understand? But the media, much of the media is not going to focus on what's actually happening. It's going to focus on what they want you to continue to have on your minds, because what you put on your minds and what you keep seeing and what you keep verbalizing and what you keep saying becomes your reality. So that's what I'm saying. You have to step into the absolute reality of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, of being a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, of dwelling consciously, exalting a full effort in your living, mastering the now moment of always consciously being about the wholeness and the wellness of everything and everybody, being a blessing unto all so that you are able to reap the benefit of having been so centered and so focused. And the longer you go, the deeper the cleansing, the more consistent you become, the more mature, the more you are maturing in the light of the truth. That core of divinity is being cultivated, and you are able to walk in greater and greater expression of the one that you were born to be. We're talking liberation and freedom. But we cannot be liberated and be enslaved to appetites and desires and thoughts and passions and whatnot that deplete your life force, that rob you of your vitality, to put you in a place and space where you are literally spent, that there's very little of you left. And so in this now moment, you have access to creating a circle of support, to joining a circle for support for your life, not just for your hobbies, you understand, but to get life support, to be in a place where you are realizing that we're all family when it really comes to the absolute reality. And yes, families have been feuding, and brothers and sisters have been, you know, warring with each other. But otherwise, you know, we are having an understanding and an understanding. Everybody goes the way that their hearts and minds lead them. And not everybody rises to destiny. Some people have tragic dates with fate. Bad things happen to good people all the time. It's not good enough to just be good. You need to be in the integrity of the truth of your awesomeness, of your dynamic self, your being the who's that you are under the house of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. It's our time to care, to go deeper, to reach higher, to want to be filled to overflowing with the gratitude and the thanksgiving. So already deal with it, give it. You understand? Because if you just get still and you start thinking about all of the good in your life. Start counting your blessings, remembering the love and those who lifted you and added unto you, those who celebrated with you, those who sang you to sleep, all of the ones who created the wonderful music, your favorite ones. I'm just saying, we are so absolutely blessed, and we have been comforted and surrounded by many ones. We've chosen to be there when nobody else was there. So in the midst of it, in light of it, in spite of it, you have the opportunity to rise in our now moment by clearing, cleansing, purifying, reversing any issues that may have crystallized in your tissues by hydrating, really oxygenating, breathing, really facilitating your cleansing, consciously reaching for life support at 678-760-9299. If you need some help, you got access to that, which will be truly facilitative of your greatness. That's what it's all about. And so on behalf of all of those ones through whom we've come, on behalf of the whole of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the rise of us as a humanity of ones and ones, and on behalf of all of our other beings that share this planet with us, we give thanks that we are all growing, we're all exalting life, we're reversing our issues, and we are remembering the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, the awesomeness of what it is to be, and to respect the right of all beings and right ones to have the right to their lives, and to know that taking in other people's DNA and RNA and all of this is not in our best interest. There's no way they can make it be in our best interest. We have to be strong enough to give God the glory and to stand on behalf of life itself by partaking fully, abundantly, because it's all there is. On behalf of our liberation and our resurrection, I pray that you are more today than ever before, and that you are always, always rejoicing in the blessedness of your being and being the blessing you are. Have a good night.